Terry Savage joins us now, terrysavage.com, for all your financial news and good advice. Terry, what do you expect when the jobs numbers come out? What will you be looking for? The stock futures are up at the moment. I don't know if that's an indication of what's ahead. What do you think?
Well, the world is looking for an increase in the jobless numbers, a lower employment numbers. Look, this is no secret. Yesterday, we had reports that layoffs were the highest since 2020 during the pandemic. Bob, it's important to talk about, for me anyway, the personal finance aspects of what's going on. So we look at the circus that's going on around tariffs. They're on, they're off, at what's going on with the cost-cutting measures. And if we just part that curtain, and even if you want to grant that it's time to wean the public off government spending, that it's important to bring back manufacturing and jobs, good jobs, there is a period, and even this morning on TV, the Treasury Secretary acknowledged it, there's going to be a very painful period of readjustment ahead of us. You can call it a recession with a capital R, is more and more likely. We're just beginning in this jobs report today to see the impact of the government layoffs. Most of those people haven't applied for unemployment yet and so forth. But that kind of a slowdown, not only caused by the jobs, one-third of the layoffs were government workers in this latest report, it'll climb. That impacts people's confidence, their family's confidence, their neighbor's confidence. And so we've also seen a huge drop in consumer confidence in the most recent report that was last week. We have retailers saying, yeah, okay, we're reporting good earnings, but we want to let you know, financial analysts, that the outlook is gloomy, consumers are holding back. So you've seen a kind of a sell-off in the stock market and retailing. That all points to a slowdown. It has brought interest rates down. That will impact mortgages. So now we're seeing a little bit of an uptick in home buying intentions and contracts. But the fact is that people who are worried about their future are not out there going to buy, oh, well, it's a great time to buy a home. Mm-hmm. So we could see a real period of economic slowdown. The stock market is reflecting it. And my point of view when I talk to you about your personal finances is to say it's been a long, long time since we had a major recession. We had that 2-3 month slowdown in the middle of 2020, that pandemic where we shut down the economy. But before that, the last major recession was 2007, 2009, the financial crisis. That's 16 years ago. That's the longest we've ever gone without an extensive two-quarter recession. The longest before that was 10 years in the 90s that ended with the dot-com bubble bursting. So we have people who are not prepared for the emotional and psychological pain. Even if you happen to believe that this administration is, quote, doing the right thing, and that's a political debate, you need personally to prepare for, what if one or both of you lose just your job? I mean, think about it. 16 years ago, that means basically everybody under 40 has not been involved in the economy and to the extent that they were vulnerable to a recession, to how do I pay the mortgage, to what are we going to do, what savings do we have. So I'm waving a warning flag because we're so unused to the pain that comes with a real recession. I hope it doesn't happen, but the worst thing that could happen is you'd have some extra savings.
I keep seeing the word stagflation. What's that all about?
Well, that means that if we do have these tariffs, and again, it's off again, on again, is it negotiating? Is it really going to happen? But it could impact and would impact the prices of everything from your cars to food. I mean, think about all the vegetables and fruits that we import from Mexico. If that stopped, those would be immediate inflationary impacts. Would those continue to go on and on? Well, as long as the tariffs are on, that would mean higher prices in food, probably energy. It's not just our tariffs, by the way. It's the retaliation that particularly Canada is threatening to, you know, turn off the lights. They supply the power in several northern states and to cut off their oil exports. It'll be painful for them, but the fact is that we could have this period of higher prices, which would be very painful. That would be the inflation. And as companies here don't get their auto parts or don't get their supplies or farmers don't get their fertilizer, whatever it might be, you'd have an economic slowdown here. Stagflation is the worst of all worlds, which is higher prices and layoffs and lower economic activity as the economy stagnates. Now, you will get people who will say, this is the temporary pain, and then we will get to economic independence. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying, either way, it looks like the coming months will have the kind of economic pain that we haven't seen in quite a while.
Wall Street Journal headline this morning, are stocks still a sure thing long term? What's your answer to that, Terry?
Well, I always believe in America long term. You know, so it's one thing if you're in your 30s and 40s and you're putting that $350 deduction and getting a match from your employer. You want to keep doing that and investing broadly. But, you know, I know we speak to a lot of people who are going, hey, good thing, this time if there's a recession, I'm retired. I'm not worried about my job. Well, sigh of relief. On the other hand, you now have a pool of money, your 401k that you rolled over. We've had incredible bull markets the last 2 years. The broad indexes have been up over 20%. This would be the time, especially if you're at the stage where you need to withdraw money or you're required to take money out of your retirement accounts over 73, that you raise some cash, I would say. You may miss out on some gains down the road. I believe over the long run there will be gains. But if you need this money to live on, it gets very frightening to see bear markets, which take the market down 20% or even more. I'm not predicting that, but the market is so confused by all the back and forth. It's so volatile that you don't want to panic and sell at the wrong time. So I'm suggesting that retirees raise their cash level to cover those the needs they'll have to take money out of their retirement accounts over the next year or two.
Want to predict what the Fed Chair Powell will say? He speaks at 11:30 Chicago time today.
So he's got a very tough job because, you know, he lost credibility with inflation is transitory. He doesn't want to talk about political things like tariffs. He knows that would be an upward price shock in the economy. Everybody's waiting to see if the Fed says, well, in that case, we'd have to really cut rates. He's not going to say that, but that's what everybody's looking for. Will the Fed suddenly not be cutting rates more aggressively if the economy slows into this recession? This is what makes it so interesting, Bob, because there's one action and then there's all the reaction. So we're going to live in volatile times. Insulate yourself the best you can. If you're working, build up your savings. If you've got credit card debt, please pay it down. There's a column right on the front page, red box, terrysavage.com. Dealing with debt in 2025. I've seen this coming. Deal with that in advance so if that slowdown hits you, it won't be as painful. It will be painful, but at least you can maneuver.
Always good advice from investment advisor Terry Savage. More at terrysavage.com. Thank you very much, Terry. You ought to think about doing this professionally someday. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Bob.